AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. 2 days after a Muslim couple killed 14 people and wounded 21 others at a holiday party in San Bernardino, California, the FBI says it's investigating the mass shooting as an act of terrorism.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
But FBI Director James Comey says the Muslim couple was not on the FBI's radar screen before the shooting.
There is much about this that doesn't make sense to even those of us who do this for a living. That is the reason we have hundreds of people running down leads all over the world on this.
One federal law enforcement official says the woman who helped her husband carry out the attack had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group and its leader on Facebook under an alias. Attorneys for the shooter's family are cautioning against a rush to judgment. They say there's no proof that Syed Farouk and his wife had links to terrorism. Authorities haven't explained how the shooters acquired more than 6,000 rounds of ammunition that was found in a rental SUV and at their home. The landlord opened up the home to reporters and TV crews today in Redlands. They went room to room on live television, showing everything from a prayer rug hanging on the wall to their baby daughter's crib. Opening the home to the media is raising a few eyebrows. The police chief in Redlands says leases in general do not allow landlords to open up homes to the public.
There are some times where landlords have in their lease that they can make access to the property for certain reasons. So if he has some of those in there, that'll be evaluated. But he doesn't have the right to allow media or other people to go into someone else's property.
This is AP Radio News. There's an indication that drugs may have been involved in Scott Weiland's death.
Turns out there was drugs on the tour bus where Scott Weiland was found dead. Authorities in Bloomington, Minnesota say they searched the bus and detectives turned up a small quantity of cocaine in the bedroom where Weiland was. Weiland had a history of substance abuse throughout his career. They also found what turned out to be field tested for cocaine in a part of the tour bus occupied by Thomas Black, a guitarist with the group Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. Black has been arrested for probable cause of possession of a controlled substance. That's a felony. Meanwhile, there is no official word on why Weiland died. That will come down the road from the medical examiner's office. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Actor Robert Loggia, who played gangsters on The Sopranos and in the movie Scarface, has died in Los Angeles at the age of 85.
You get confused with parts that you play.
A reference to people thinking Loggia was like the mafia characters he played. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.